Era News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel and Hamas have begun the exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners at a ceasefire deal that has paused the fighting in Gaza, at least for now.
Spectators cheer as a convoy of ambulances and buses enter Israel from Egypt, bringing home the first batch of hostages to be reunited with the loved ones who survived last month's attack.
Keren, Ohad, Adina.
An IDF spokesman reading the names of some of the hostages released, President Biden from his Nantucket vacation home.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well.
This allows more aid into Gaza.
Food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas.
The president laments none of the American hostages were released this time, with hopes they will be soon. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian military officials say Russia launched its most intense drone attack on Ukraine since the beginning of its full-scale invasion. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt reports.
Russia's bombardment of Kyiv and its surrounding region lasted over 6 hours. From the sheer number of drones used, it seemed like an attempt to overwhelm air defenses. Their impact this time has been limited, but President Zelensky called it conscious terror. He linked the timing of the barrage to commemorations in Ukraine today of the 90th anniversary of the Holodomor, the huge man-made famine under Stalin that killed millions of Ukrainians.
That is BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Shoppers hunting for big deals packed malls on Black Friday. Shopper Nicole Sardellas turned out for the bargains at Rentham's outlets in Massachusetts and told WCVB...
Because we have the outlet discounts as it is, and then they'll slap a 60% off on the door, and it's like, okay, all my Christmas shopping's done in one day.
Consumers are coming under pressure as their savings dwindle and their credit card debt is high. This is SRN News. Americans are starting to lose their faith in science.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults say science has had a mostly positive effect on society. That's down 10 points from before the pandemic. It would appear that coronavirus lockdowns and conflicting advice on whether or not to wear a mask has eroded public confidence in the scientific community. The decision by the medical profession to embrace transgenderism wholesale has not helped either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Louisiana lawyer who objected to the State Bar Association's promotion of homosexuality cannot be forced to join or pay dues to that association. The order blocks the Louisiana State Bar Association from forcing attorney Randy Boudreau to join the LSBA or pay its dues, at least for now. The ruling appears to leave open the possibility that mandatory membership and dues could be imposed. This is SRN News. Some residents of Lahaina, Hawaii, have hired an attorney to help them assess the safety of their homes after the August wildfire left behind ash and the lingering smell of smoke.
One of the residents who's been trying to clean his home says he worries about the lingering smell and whether contaminated ash could cause long-term health effects. And Daniel Skousen is requesting an independent health analysis, concerned that town officials may be so intent on reviving the tourism industry, they might downplay any negative test results.
It's been a record-breaking year for sea turtles in Florida. The state's preliminary count shows more than 133,000 loggerhead turtle nests and 76,500 green turtle nests. That breaks records that were set years ago. Other southeastern U.S. states are also reporting high numbers, but only one in 1,000 of those hatchlings lives to adulthood. More details at srnnews.com.